Our 10-minute speaker is Don.
Hi, my name is John, I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, John.
It's kind of new to me, but it's all fun. I was going to talk about pretty much what I'm doing for recovery, or I'll talk about a little bit how it got me here, you know, and actually we all drank. I did, you know, on and off since I was a kid. You know, mom let us drink at home, you know, when we were 14, 15, that's all we stayed at home, you know, and we live out in the country, and two or three of my buddies would come over, and we'd just stay out in the barn. You know, we had 3.5 acres, you know, in pasture. And so, anyway, you know, occasionally on, Friday nights, Saturday nights, you know, my buddies get together and just get bombed out in the shed. You know, we had a feed shed for the cattle. We made it into like a little party room. But, yeah, it was fun, you know. And then you get your driver's license, and we're out in the country. The population is very nil. You know, like 7 houses on our street, and it's probably, you know, a mile too long. And but we'd have kegger parties every Friday, if not Saturday night, and that's how it's kind of raised on the weekends. At mom's house, we had the biggest kegger party that little town ever seen. We had five kegs gone by 12 o'clock at night, and then the cops came, and naturally that stopped the party, and mom got in a little trouble because we were minors, and so naturally we had no more kegger parties at mom's house. But yeah, I was 18, and I was picking hops, cherries, grapes, pears, you know, at 16, 17, and I told mom, I'm not going to be a farmer the rest of my life. I'm going to California with my grandpa and my uncle, and it was a good and bad mistake. The good mistake is, as soon as I left, Washington State was the capital of cocaine of the world. So I missed that high, which was great. You know, I knew a lot of people that really went down on that. And so thank God I missed that high. But moved to California and went on a beer high. You know, that's all my uncle and grandpa did. We'd stand out in the garage till 10 in the night and just drink beers and make fun of each other and tell jokes, you know. And that was our Friday night. And then, but it came to, for me, because my uncle's an alcoholic, and he drank daily, and so I started drinking daily, and now I've been drinking daily for the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years, you know. You know, 12-pack a night, and then, you know, got into the vodka, and, you know, the vodka can get stoned, you know, a lot quicker, you know, and use the beer for a little chaser every once in a while. But I probably thank God I went to a hop festivals, you know, where they make beer out of Washington. I used to work in the hops. You know, the harvest and stuff like that, and they have a big party once a year, and it's nice to go back and see all my high school friends and people I went to school with, and went and had fun. Didn't drink as much as I normally do, because we had a motorhome park just a little outside of town. It was about a 15-minute walk from the festival, and did more eating at the stands and stuff than sitting in a bar tent. I used to get crazy in a bar tent. My God, I go out there and dance with myself, and I dance with everybody else, but they're dancing with somebody, you know, just having fun, you know. You know, once you get a few alcohol, yeah, I can really boogie, you know, but not much anymore. Oh, they were fun days. Can you relate, I guess, huh? Now you're getting older. But anyway, on the way back, I got a ticket for drunk driving, just right inside of Washington State from the Oregon border. And anyway, I had got the ticket and going through all this Central Coast Headway, the classes and stuff. And then I went to rehab, basically to save my ass from going to jail, because I probably would have done 17 days. I just got back once Thursday night or Thursday evening. I went for 4 days, left last Sunday, but. That was very, very, after going through, I went to detox and I got 14 days, so I didn't go to jail. We were going to AA's every day, which was cool. Went to NA, which if they like that, that's great, you know, and personally, I prefer the AA meetings. I can relate to you guys, and I met a lot of, you know, some friends in here just going to AA's. I do have my card signed. I don't have to anymore. My card is filled. The probation center's happy with what I've done, but I ran into Derek because I needed a sponsor, and He says, John, you got to do 90 meetings in 90 days. And I'm almost there, you know. But going back to Washington, I left Sunday morning, and I knew I was going to have to go back because I violated probation, and it was a perfect alimony or whatever you call it. Getting there, I got into Bend, Oregon Saturday evening. No, left Sunday, this would be Sunday. Anyway, long story short, I went through my court, blew my alcohol, or didn't blow any, and I peed in the glass, and et cetera, et cetera. Because I, you know, really don't want to go back to jail. You know, I do have a house that I'm trying to buy, and, you know, we all got bills and stuff to pay for. And anyway, on the way back, it was my perfect time to drink. I mean, the perfect. There's nobody with me. This is on a Tuesday after court. Man, I could just feel that half a gallon of vodka, you know, and that nice cold Bud Light. And like I said, I could have went to the hotel and just got obliviated, and I wouldn't have to test until next week, and I'd have been clean by then. And you know what? Because of the higher power, because of the trouble I got myself into, okay, let me start over. I had hundreds of reasons to drink. It doesn't matter. You can always make up something. You know, the trouble I got. Anyway, I came up with hundreds and hundreds of reasons to drink. And I can just change my mind like that. And I didn't look what time it was when I started talking. I just get to jabbering. But anyway, on the way back, I see this really nice hotel at Shiloh Inn. It's got a nice view of the river and stuff. And basically, one of the biggest reasons why I didn't drink is because of you guys. I had four reasons not to drink. And hundreds of reasons to drink, and the four reasons overpowered the hundreds of reasons to drink, because I don't want to lose my sobriety days. Like, I'm right behind you. I'm behind you, and I'm working on it. And thank God, it's, you know, I played tricks on the way coming home. It's weird. You see, you get bored, and I'd see this night. It was a night transport go by, and see a lot of them. And I was kind of thinking of the Lord and the AA, and I said, yeah, one of those red trucks is a night truck, and, you know, I know the Lord will show me, you know. And the two red trucks go by, and neither one of them was night, the night trucks. But by God, the next vehicle I passed in front of me was a night truck. I was like, God's right in front of me. That's the feeling I got. It's like, you know, here I'm looking over here, and he's right in front of me. So have I did my 10 minutes, or I still have more? Oh, heavens, I just ran out of words to say. yeah. Here, let me go. There we go. anyway, yeah, it's been fun. And trying to change, you know, the attitude. Instead of snapping at first, I thought, what the heck happened? Oh, you know, you have all these problems, and you're trying to get over them. See, it seems like you get one problem figured out, and then two more come, and you got to be calm. You got to, you know, believe in the Lord. The Lord's going to do with us what He wants, and I guess He's putting us through this thing that we, this program, this, something we got to go through, and everything's going good. You know, I'm trying to get my bank account back in figure, and I'm working on my house as well as this house. You know, I got a half an acre, and it takes a lot of work, and I had to put one of those, I call it a blow start, those stupid things you put in your vehicle before you can start it, you know? And so I had somebody take it down, and because you have to have it calibrated where they pull the information out once a month and redo it, and it's $89. And I had it done on the 4th, and it's due by the 6th. So I go to use my truck, it's like a ranch truck, and the darn thing says via lockout violation. So I don't know, it seems like it's one little step you got to go over. And they're getting lesser and lesser, so it seems. Like today, you know, this old fart used to have, you know, younger roommates in their 20s, and I let them maintain it. Well, they don't do a half-assed job, but they did some. But yeah, today I was out there and did it myself, you know, a good 4 hours. This old, oh man. I mean, I've had the weed whacker and the chainsaw out and riding a lawnmower, and I was a stud today. Yeah. Thank God I got a chair, because it's kind of on a slight hill, and I took this old broken chair up there, and the house is down. I've got some coffee, get back up the top.
You have to keep a few minutes and get the lead lacquer going again, you know. And, but it was fun, you know. Like, before I went to Washington, you know, I used to have my kid wash my van or the other guy, and the shirt looks a lot better when you do it. You know, it might look fine, but he did it. It looks fine, thank you, you know, see you later. But now, you can see the dirt come off. Damn, that looks good, you know. I did it myself. Yeah, I'm kind of proud of myself for doing something now, you know. Yeah, getting lazy in my old days. I guess it's from the booze. I know, you just get stuck in your chair like this, you know, like, watch TV. You know, or, you know. And this is no kidding. I try to slow, you know, everybody's trying to slow down their drink and try to control your drinking. And so I'd be watching a show, and I wouldn't have a drink until a commercial came on. I kid you not. Well, you're getting desperate, man. That commercial's not coming on, so you can always change the channel. There's a commercial. So really, I do without. Okay, is that me, or we still got more?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's that?
You're
good. I'm
done?
I just okay, I guess we're good. I do have one more, but I guess we're good.
Thank you. Oh my God.